Welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 685. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. I'll be with you here for the next 27 minutes as we talk about the albums that I picked up this week, and I play my favorite track from each. We started with one from Matty Moon from Alicante in Spain. The song is called Retrovisor, and that's on a new EP called Melancholy that came out January 19th of this year on 7 Tapes, just a digital-only affair. You can find that on Bandcamp, just like I did. The project is led by Valentina Rangel, I think from Venezuela, currently out of Spain. It's an excellent dream pop record. That track there definitely feels more retro than the rest of it, but it feels nice. It feels sunny. It feels good, especially on a nice sunny day like we're having here in Kansas City. I got music for you this week. That's what you're here for, so let's play some. Let's go to something from Matthew Sweet. This is from his second album, released in 1989. The track is called Easy.
Lay
welcome back to the Too Much Rock Podcast. We just heard from Dwight Twilley Band with the song Looking for the Magic. That was released in 1977 on the band's album, though it lends its name to a compilation called Looking for the Magic, American Power Pop in the 70s, that was released November 17th of last year on Grapefruit Records. We listened to the first CD last week, and I thought, oh, gee, it was kind of stretching the boundaries. We played an MC5 song that definitely wasn't power pop. This one is definitely in the heart of that, though. 75 to 77 for the second disc. It's got all your favorites on there, and some tracks you may not know. And that's kind of how these compilations work, right? You get them because, well, they're great to listen to. All the songs are good. You get them because there's going to be one song on there that you've never heard before that you're like, oh, that's pretty good. And you get them because they're very fun to read through all those liner notes and all that detail. That is if you're a power pop fanatic like I am. Before that, we heard from Matthew Sweet with the song Easy. That was on his album Earth, which came out in 1989 on A&M Records. That second label for his second album, and he was dropped after this one. He just couldn't dial it in on those early records, despite later climbing to wonderful power pop fame, and then starting off with some excellent work as well. So somewhere in the middle, the first two solo albums just don't really do it. Production on this one's better, the songs are better, but still, it is not wonderful. But that track there, that one's pretty good, right? Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, keep you coming back week after week. I'm going to speed things up just a little bit here. Here's one from Mean Jeans. The song is called Let's Go.
Last thing I remember was lying in the street.
That is Novel Vague with the song Girls on Film. That's on the band's album Should I Stay or Should I Go, released February 16th on Play It Again Sam, that band based out of Paris, France. And that song, of course, originally a Duran Duran song. The band's first few albums were bossa nova versions of post-punk and alternative and new wave songs, but the band has stretched out, lost its kind of guiding member a few years ago, and this album has a lot more kind of reggae and dub on it. There is an interesting take on Girls on Film. The whole album is interesting takes. It's a fun listen through. I'm not sure there's anything brilliant about it, but it's a fun listen, so maybe that's enough. Before that, we heard from Sheer Mag with the song Plain Favorites. That's the title track of the band's album that came out March 1st on Third Man Records. That band based out of Philly, of course, made big waves years ago and kind of petered out a little bit. We'll see how things go for them this time around. I like that song there. The rest of the album is really solid. No giant hooks like maybe some of those first EPs, but it's still a good listen. Give that one a shot and see if it works for you. And then we started things off with Mean Jeans and the song Let's Go. That's on their album Blasted, which came out February 9th on Fat Records. That band based out of Portland, Oregon. Definitely in the Lookout Records pop punk vein. That song there, probably the most power pop of the album. The rest of it, really solid pop punk. If you're into that, you're getting to that band. That band does it right. And I guess we're out of time. So let's go ahead and wrap things up. I'll let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 685. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Blue Sky, you name it. I'm there at Sid Much Rock or Too Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. We've got some options. On the 3rd, Blanky is playing the replay. Flooding is a howdy on the 4th. Ginny Luce is at the Truman on the 5th. They're playing the mini bar on the 7th. Surfer Jets come back to Record Bar on the 8th. Flogging Molly is at the Uptown. Great Lakes Swimmers are at Knuckleheads. Precious Cargo is at Pairing. And Himbry is at the Ship. That's a busy day on the 8th. On the 11th, Sleepy Time Grill and Museum at Record Bar. On the 12th, Hell the Sun at the Bottleneck or Spine at Howdy. 13th, you've got Guster at the Madrid or Sunny Day Real Estate at Liberty. Vertigo Waves play Record Bar on the 13th as well. Looking at the website, we've got only one new thing out there, photos and videos and my thoughts of that Matthew Sweet and Abe Partridge show that happened so long ago. Lots of other things coming up soon. I've been to a lot of shows lately, just haven't finished writing them up. And we got time for one more epic one. So that sets the stage perfectly for Duaro Delf. This is a project of Tom O'Dell based out of Southampton in the UK. It's a folk metal, black metal sort of project. You know how that goes. Beautiful soaring choruses tempered with blast beat ugliness. The song is called Escape from the Dream Spire, and it's on the band's album The Falling Leaves, which came out February 2nd on Northern Silence Records. This is the band's fourth album, first one I've ever picked up, but I'm told it differs thematically from the previous albums, which were all Tolkien-inspired, with this one Elden Ring-inspired. I'm not sure exactly what that means. So we're going to leave you things here. This is Escape from the Dream Spire from Duaro Delf.